As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Once again, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, February the 22nd. There's a couple of 11s for you right off the bat. 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always plenty of news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. And if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. As we love to do every morning, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast and is posted on the OracleBroadcasting.com webpage. 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Black gold this morning, guess again, not oil, it's coal. We'll talk about coal a little bit this morning and how it impacts the weather. History of law, personal property, uniform commercial code, a continuing study. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Monday, Moon Day again, February the 22nd, 2010. Active trading out of New York City, rather calm and plain Jane day going on out there. But we found gold trading up a buck and a half at $1,118.60. Again, up $1.50 at $1,118.60. Silver up a penny at $16.30. Platinum up $6 at $1,537 an ounce. And palladium up a buck at $439. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,115.90 for a low, $1,129 for a high. And at $1,118.60, your gold is up year to year $145.40 for a 14.94% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,119.75. We're a buck below that now. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 9, closed up 9 to 10,402 on Friday. The NASDAQ was up 2 at 2244, and the S&P closed up 2 at 1,109. Where it'll go today is anybody's guess. Crude oil this morning up 4 cents at $79.85 a barrel. It's a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude below that $80 mark there. The U.S. dollar index bumps up, or excuse me, goes down just 10 basis points and is trading at 80.44 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. And the foreign exchange rates, we're seeing the Canadian dollar running about 96 cents U.S., the Mexican peso 8 cents, the euro $1.36, and the British pound $1.55. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Thank you. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, February the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and finish out that market report for today. The active trading again out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, finds gold trading up at 9 o'clock a.m., up a buck and a half. It's down below that now. It's kind of at a little bit of a waterfall event there over the last 15 or 20 minutes. But it was trading at $1,118.60. Again, silver up a penny at $16.30. We're still looking for that $20 silver. I don't know if we're going to get it anytime soon. Platinum up $6 at $1,537 an ounce. And palladium up a buck at $439. Drop back under that foreign exchange rates marketplace. The Canadian dollar down 2 basis points, trades at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 21 basis points, still at 8 cents U.S. The multiplier there, if you're curious, is 12.7636. Anyway, that's how many pesos you can squeeze into a buck. The euro this morning up 14 basis points. It's in the news. Everybody's talking about the euro right now. They're looking at the little pigs and its impact on the European Union. and their economic system. But the euro moves up 14 basis points, trades at $1.36 in that trade-weighted basket of currencies. The British pound up 6 basis points for $1.55. And if you want to buy Swiss francs this morning, they're moving up 1 basis point, and you're going to go for 93 cents a pop. In the bond market, the two-year bond is running at 0.89%. Again, this is kind of going down there. The 10-year is at 3.78, and the 30-year is at 4.72, so they're stacking up rather well there. The mortgage market, continue to see this downward slide in the price of mortgages, the interest rate charged on mortgages. These are fixed-year mortgages. The 15-year moves down from 4.65 a month ago to 4.53, and the 30-year moves down from 5.23% to 5.16%. If you are looking at mortgages, if you do need to get a mortgage, I strongly recommend that you look at the 15-year mortgage. It'll be a little bit more a month for your monthly payments, but you're going to be out of that mortgage in 15 years earlier, saving lots and lots and lots of money, thousands and thousands of dollars of interest wasted. And why put it in the banker's pocket? Keep it in your pocket, a little bit of money extra a month, and you get done with that mortgage so much sooner. All right, let's go into some news for today off Bloomberg. Here's an article, coal rally on Chinese demand sparks $59 estimates. It's rather an interesting article. I've got two of them that I'm going to talk about this morning, and then we'll go on to other topics. One of them has to do with natural gas and oil. The other, this one has to do with coal. And both of them have peculiar relationship with man-made global warming, climate change, Al Gore, cap and trade, and all that specious nonsense. But here's the story. Off of Bloomberg, Mario Parker writes, a rally that has boosted coal prices 21% from their lows last year may have further to go as the coldest U.S. winter in 9 years and China's record imports increase demand and drain stockpiles. Interesting opening sentence. The coldest U.S. winter in 9 years and China's record importing of coal. It's increasing the demands. And, of course, we always look at that word demand. Keep that firmly in your mind when we talk about this financial stuff, because you're going to find that word sprinkled throughout all of it. And if we understand rightly the three E's of sustainable development, we're talking about the environment. Certainly coal plays into that. Man-made global warming plays into that. So we've got the environment. Then you've got equity, and that's what we talk about when we're looking at law, and then economy. And so we're going to see how that balances out in this article. Prices will average 59.28, I should say that properly, $59.28 a ton this year. Okay, prices will average 59.28 a ton this year. So if you have this huge pile of coal in your backyard and you put up a sign out front, on a wholesale basis, it'd run about $59.28 a ton. I don't know whether that's delivered where, out of the hole, into the back of the truck, or in your yard. But anyway, prices will average $59.28 a ton this year, which is pretty cheap, by the way. Pretty cheap for just heating-grade coal, I suppose. Up 17% from $50.75 as of February the 19th on the New York Mercantile Exchange, and 41% more than last year's low in April, according to the median of 11 analysts' estimates in a Bloomberg News survey. Well, what's all that got to do with the price of tea in China? It's actually going to have a little bit to do with that. But I will say that I spent considerably more, or let's say I gave considerably more, for a pickup truck load of blacksmith's grade, metallurgical grade coal when I was setting up my blacksmith shop a couple of years ago. And I was really happy to get it. There's quite a lot of difference in coal, actually. And you get into it and look at it, use it and burn it. You know, there's clinkers and things like that. But if you're at all interested in experimenting around with hobby-level blacksmithing, you'd really want to focus your attention and get the best possible grade of coal that you can so that you can have a nice hot fire with the minimum amount of clinkers built up in the bottom of your tweet. Tweer is really the correct terminology. Down in the tweer, you don't want to have clinkers clogging your tweers. Anywho, let's go on to it again. China, the world's biggest coal user. Now, we heard about them throughout the earlier part of the winter, having shortages, and they had the snow, and the snow came, and it shut it all down, and they were running out of coal, and the electricity was, well, you know the story. Anyway, the world's biggest coal user imported 16.4 million metric tons in December, a six-fold increase from a year earlier. That's quite an increase in coal. Customs data shows record snowfall buried parts of the U.S., the second biggest coal consumer. So we've got a parallel. We have two threads running in this article so far. One of them has to do with record cold, you know, whatever happened to the hockey stick, Al. Record cold, record snowfalls, and so on and so forth. And then record consumption in coal. Oh, that evil coal. You know, we should all have a wind generator. We should all have solar panels on our roof, right? Well, that ain't what's running the plant, Dorothy. Record snowfall buried parts of the U.S. Of course, if you had solar panels and had record snowfall burying your solar panels, you'd be fresh out of juice, wouldn't you? Record snowfall doesn't exactly help your wind generators either. The second biggest coal consumer, blah, blah, blah. Including Dallas and the mid-Atlantic states. The cold weather is reducing a surplus and giving producers Patriot Coal Corporation, Consol Energy, Inc., and Alpha Natural Resources, Inc. power to negotiate higher prices. Watch the price of electricity go up as a result of the increasing prices of coal in the next months. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., shattering paradigms, one show at a time.
Certainly no one should be shocked or surprised that the weather turns cold in winter. It usually does. You know, the cycle just wouldn't quite work very well if it didn't have a nice cold snap and an extended period of freezing. It helps seeds to be ready to jump into action, and it, you know, gives the all the plants a chance to rest and, well, all that sort of stuff. It's been going ever since this planet was invented, I guess you could say, by our Creator. Certainly, however, we need to pay attention to some of these things as it comes along, because we're often led astray and sometimes way astray. I don't know any of you were listening to Jimmy X's broadcast over the weekend here on Oracle, where he had the opportunity, took the opportunity to interview John Moore, and they were talking basically about Nibiru. This is the 10th planet, and all of the various and sundry preparations that the federal government is doing to get ready for its coming. I guess it's coming. Well, anyway, I've got a big white X ready to paint on my roof just in case it's coming. It can hit right on my house, and that way I don't have to worry about trying to be a post-Nibiru Holocaust survivor. I would prefer to just go out in the first wave myself, but anyway. Different strokes for different folks. This article, again, off Bloomberg, talking about a coal rally, Chinese demand for coal, and all of the different machinations that are going on behind the scenes in the investment marketplace. Back to the article, he says, we're definitely bullish for a confluence of factors, said Jeremy Sussman, senior coal analyst at Breen Murray Carreton Company, a New York-based boutique investment bank, brother. Quote, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel in the U.S., period. The weather has definitely had an impact. See, so we can be a little bit of a little bit of cognitive dissonance here between the financial industry itself, and the green weenies. Maybe they should have a meeting and come to some consensus. Maybe strive diligently to find truth in all of their various stories, but don't expect that to happen any time. But the weather has definitely had an impact. As they say, if you don't like the weather in Missouri and Oklahoma, just stick around. It'll change. The international market is front and center. Again, we're going to be talking about importing and exporting. We talk about foreign exchange rates and all of this sort of stuff. We've got so many speculators. We've got so many of these hedge funds. We've got so many of these various and sundry sovereign wealth funds, and so on and so forth. We've got so many people in here trying to turn a profit. I mean, they would, you know, make money on the pennies on a dead man's eyes if they could. And unfortunately for we the sheeple, the great unwashed masses, we're the ones that have to underwrite these insane programs. But CONSOL, again now, the second biggest U.S. coal company. Now, if somebody stop you on the street and ask you, well, what's the biggest coal company in America? Could you answer the question? Well, CONSOL is number two. CONSOL, the second biggest U.S. coal company by market value, will jump 18% to $59, and that's a ton again, by the end. No, that would be the stock. Well, see how the stock and this, look at, they're the same. The value of their stock and a ton of coal is, every time you buy one share of stock, you're buying a ton of coal. How about that? I'll say it again. CONSOL, the biggest U.S. coal company by market value, will jump 18% to $59 by the end of this year in New York trading, according to the median of 17 analyst estimates compiled by Bloomberg. Alpha, the third biggest U.S. coal producer by output, will climb 23% to $57.71 a share. So again, I mean, you make up your mind. You would rather have a piece of paper that's redeemable if there's redemption, or a ton of coal in the backyard. Which would you rather invest your money in? Well, I'm always kind of a bug for the real thing, the physical. But let's go on. Hedge funds have been buying energy producers, mining companies, and airlines. A sign that managers from Lewis Bacon to David Tepper are convinced that the economy will accelerate. So if you want to put three up on your tote board here, the hedge funds have been buying energy producers, miners, and airlines. Continuing. Duskany Capital Management LLC, led by Stanley Druckenmiller, bought 6.2% of coal miner Massey Energy Company, whose earnings are projected to double this year. Massey is the sixth largest U.S. coal company. So maybe we need to start a new chart and look at the top 10 coal producers in this country. They increased U.S. and Chinese consumption, prompted Michael Dudas, an analyst at Jefferies & Company in New York, to raise his 2010 price target for coal to $70 a ton. Right now, we're running at $59. Michael Dudas, he's looking at $70 a ton for next year, a figure he originally forecast for 2011. So he's bringing it in a little tighter, a little closer. You want to buy some coal this morning? Maybe coal would be a good one to buy at $59 a share. Here's another. Coal inventories, quote, the weather and better electricity generation. Now, that one still got me stumped. Are we talking about better electricity generation? Have we made some improvements in our coal fire electrical generation plants? Are they running more efficiently? Is their output higher? What happened in there? The weather and better electricity generation have pushed stockpiles lower than people anticipated. Maybe they should say instead of better electricity generation, an increased electricity generation. That way we could understand that weather and a lower or higher electrical generation have pushed the stockpiles lower. Maybe be a little better way of stating it. Certainly easier to understand that way. Said Dudas, who has followed coal for a decade. Wouldn't that be something? Well, what do you do in your life? Well, I follow coal. That's nice. It's kind of like following Hansel and Gretel. It's really just accelerating that price. Utilities have 57 days worth of coal on hand, down from more than 70 days at the start of winter, according to Genscape Inc., a Louisville, Kentucky-based energy data provider. All right, 57 days of coal on hand, 57-day D-Day until you have no electricity being generated. 57 days. All things being equal. Planet X swings in, shuts down the infrastructure. 57 days later, the lights go out. No coal. Interesting. The pricing increases are real. CONSOL Chief Operator Officer Nicholas Diolius said in a telephone interview, if you're looking at the pricing increases we're seeing now in regard to future sales, they've not only floored or held their bottom, but they are starting to spike up. I know it's all kind of ridiculous, but when I was told that gold was at a floor and that it was at a all-time low, or 20-year low anyway, that it might be interesting to consider picking up some of the noble metal, well, it did seem to be rather sound advice. Now here, this fellow is talking about coal, a little lump of coal, being at a basement and likely to spike up. So, just food for thought. You can buy black gold, or you could buy yellow gold, I guess. The pricing increases are real. Well, go into this a little bit more on the other side, and then we'll go to the next article. Stay with us.
And real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. Much of this information in this article, it's all available, folks, up on Bloomberg.com this morning. Coal rally on Chinese demand sparks $59 estimate. You may want to bookmark that or just download a copy for yourself. It's got a lot of information in here that will be useful in public meetings or discussions with your electric utility in regards to man-made global warming and climate change propaganda that they've slipped into your billing statement or in one of the publications. Certainly around here there's been no end of this global warming hysteria put in to the into the mix. And this is just, you know, an opportunity to speak truth to power. We're not just looking at it from the standpoint of ideological controversy between those that would be sustainable mercenaries and change agents and those that would speak against it. But we're actually talking about what's happening actually in the marketplace and what's happening on a global scale for coal. The U.S. summer from June through August was 7% cooler than the same period a year earlier, reducing demand for power to run air conditioners, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Where were they at Copenhagen? Why didn't we hear that? Man-made global warming? 0.002 or whatever that was? That's what their targets are. Well, we're running cooler than the same period a year earlier. Prices plunged 66% to $48.15 per ton. We're talking coal again. At the end of 2009, from a record 143 on July 1st of 2008. There's your bottom and perhaps a top in the marketplace, where you could go from about $48 a ton for coal to $143 a ton for coal. Interesting, huh? Put that in your Christmas stocking, a little lump of coal. Watch as it doubles and triples in value. Utilities amassed a record of 207 million tons as demand for coal to generate electricity dropped 12% through September the 30th. A 12% drop last year. And at our recent electric cooperative meeting, where they elected their representative, had virtually nothing else to say, so they were ad-libbing while they had to fill in a five-minute segment to accommodate their bylaws. The Mr. Shively, the head of the electrical cooperative, was talking about rate hikes sometimes perhaps next year for electrical production and their coal-fired electrical system. Dropping down a little bit further, producers cut back output as demand slumped. And that's having an impact even as demand rises. U.S. coal production will slump about 2.8% this year, just as exports increase 5.6%, the Energy Department said. So our coal production somehow is going to slump 2.8%, but the exports are going to increase. So it's not as though we have the benefit of a cool summer and a warm winter, and we don't need as much electricity, and so we didn't need to use as much coal. Oh, no. They're going to keep hogging that coal out of the ground, whether they have to sell it to China or Antarctica or wherever they can. Why? Well, it's because it's driven by this speculative market. The federal government shut down for 4 days this month after Washington was hit with a storm that set a seasonal snow total of 54.9 inches, shattering a 110-year record. You see how rich this article is. This flies in the face of the whole argument for man-made global warming, cap and trade, and all of that. For St. Louis-based Patriot, Pittsburgh-based Console, and Alpha, these would be the top three, I guess, as far as coal is concerned, the frigid conditions are providing relief. Now, I don't know how that's providing relief for them. I guess it's on the amount of coal they need to deliver to the market. Quote, the cold weather is the best thing they can get right now. That's not a full economic recovery. So now we understand the meaning of the previous sentence. The relief that's being provided here is that even though we have record unemployment and a stagnant economy, the coal producers, because of the very cold weather, and the electrical generation plants, they're receiving quote-unquote relief because it's so cold that people are having to use more energy. So once again, we're profiting from the sufferings of others, right? That's the idea here. The U.S. relies on coal for about half of its power generation. How does that line up with Al Gore and the Green Weenies with the idea of solar panels and wind generators? The U.S. relies on coal for about half of its power generation. In the big pie, the apple pie of electricity, in the big pie, if half of that pie goes to coal for power generation, how much of that pie goes to hydroelectric power? If you team up coal in one pan and hydroelectric power on the other, and maybe even nudge a nuclear reactor into some corner of that, how much left of the pie is there for wind generators and solar panels? I would say precious little. Continuing, interest rates. The risk to forecast for higher coal prices is a glut of natural gas in the U.S. Now, we spoke in the past about this at that time, 27-mile long, if you were to put them all bow to stern, a 27-mile long line of these floating LPNG, liquid natural gas, I don't know, whatever it is. These big tankers that hold natural gas, liquefied for transport. There's a glut of it. There's lots of it out there. And so, again, the risk to forecast for higher coal prices is a glut of natural gas in the U.S. and prospects for the economy to stumble as the Federal Reserve boosts interest rates for the first time since June of 2006. There's a lot of information in this article. The U.S., again, blah, blah, blah. China's National Energy Administration said January the 25th that a coal shortage will persist through March. The country has maintained the record import pace set in December because of the country's coldest winter in at least 50 years. So it's not just weather specific to the United States, it's global. According to whatever, you could never pronounce his name, the country's gross domestic product expanded 10.7% last quarter, from a year earlier, the fastest pace since 2007, after the government introduced a $586 billion stimulus package that spurred energy consumption. China's appetite for coal led to imports from South Africa, diverting supplies from Europe and creating an opportunity for eastern U.S. coal companies such as Alpha Natural Resources, Consol, and Patriot to increase sales across the Atlantic. Well, it just keeps going. But then they talk lower temperatures, essentially robbing utilities of coal. They don't need it right now, but in the future they will. So on and so forth. Temperatures are averaging 4 to 8 degrees below normal. The cold is having an impact. Very interesting article. Gives you an insight on both parts of that. Here's another one. This is related, and we'll go on to the study for today. Reliance said to raise Lyondell bid to $14.5 billion. Now it's the issue of hands for everybody that knows who is Reliance Industries Limited. Who is Lyondell? Find out in this article. Jonathan Kuechner and John Deuce write for February 22nd out for Bloomberg. Reliance Industries Limited, owner of the world's largest oil refining complex. Is this in Dallas? Chicago? Where is the world's largest oil refining complex? They raised its offer for bankrupt Lyondell Basell Industries AF to about $14.5 billion, according to two people with knowledge of the offer. In other words, we're hearing from the curtains again. Someone familiar with the matter said. The man behind the curtain spoke. Experts say the revised bid allows Lyondell creditors to opt for cash or equity, said the people who declined to be identified because the talks are private. Reliance, now here we go, the Mumbai-based refiner and energy explorer controlled by billionaire Mukesh Ambani. The Mumbai-based refiner, Reliance Industries Limited, the world's largest oil refining complex, controlled by billionaire Mukesh Ambani, offered an undisclosed amount on November the 21st to buy a controlling stake. We'll find out about Lyondell Basell when we return.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So here, once again, looking at this article off of Bloomberg in regards to buying and selling the world's buying and selling of the world's I should say that differently. I'll just say it the way they wrote it. Reliance Industries Limited, owner of the world's largest oil refining complex. They're making moves here. They're making moves in the United States. We ought to be aware of that. Buying LyondellBasell would create a company worth more than $80 billion in revenue and give Reliance chemical plants and two oil refineries in the U.S. And Europe. All right. The chemical maker had rejected a revised Reliance bid that valued at $13.5 billion, the Wall Street Journal said. Here's a quote. There are some synergies. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts. Synergies, synergistic. That's Buckminster Fuller. There are some synergies in taking control of the company, and Reliance gets access to some Lyondell markets. But this is about at the top end of what you might want to pay for the company in our estimation. In other words, they're having to pay a lot. But understand as well that we heard about the little pigs previous article. Now we're talking about the BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, and China, both groups would be considered developing countries. Certainly the BRICS, certainly India. They, of course, received, well, it was a couple hundred ton of gold from the IMF in the previous IMF gold sale. The developed nations chip in the most. The United States chips in the most, that IMF fund. So we're underwriting companies and countries that are actually buying up the United States. So what's this idea about developing countries? You know, it's like stroking the back of the tiger as you're about to launch on your throat. Chinese tiger. Down a little bit further in this article, Reliance had outstanding debt of 700 billion rupees or about $15 billion in cash and equivalents, blah, blah, blah. This year may prove a buoyant market for mergers and acquisitions. Now, this carries on. It's all language. It's all words. Mergers and acquisitions, M&A. Last week, read an article where M&A is being the number one thrust in this past decade and likely to continue in the second. Mergers and acquisitions. It basically is the process by which the big eat up the small, and all wealth and all resources are being concentrated in fewer and fewer hands with deeper and deeper pockets. Continuing along here, this year may prove a buoyant market for mergers and acquisitions by oil and gas companies, energy consulting firm Wood Mackenzie Consultants Limited said February the 12th. Schlumberger Limited, lots of good Irish names in this article, the world's largest oil field services company, will buy Smith International Inc. for about $11 billion in an all-stock transaction, gaining sole ownership of the biggest drilling fluids provider, the companies said yesterday. Well, so the plot thickens more and more and more and more as we go into this decade. Keep an eye on things. Lots is going to be happening. But watch the price of coal-fired electrical generation to go up and up. Keep an eye on those little black lumps of coal. Take a look at the energy stocks out there. The things that are really kicking, you know, butt these days. Energy stocks being part of it. Mining companies and airlines. I don't know why airlines are at the top of the pile. You would think that they would be staggering with the TSA body scanners and the other intrusions, but they seem to be prevailing. Anywho, we have been talking in the past about many different things. Certainly the history of law is part of it. But before we go to the history of law, which we may have to begin in the second hour of today's broadcast, I want to just share with you a little bit more of an article that I came across out of the Encyclopedia Americana published back in 1951 and get the analysis that they provide on what is a republic. We had a very stimulating Oracle Unleashed on Saturday night into Sunday morning with myself and Chris Kemp and Mike Chambers, quarterback in that wonderful thing. We had lots of callers, lots of discussion. If you missed the broadcast, and I wouldn't blame you staying up from midnight till 3, but if you missed the broadcast, it's available on the archives page for Oracle Unleashed. But here's the commentary, if you will, the article, short article, out of the encyclopedia in regards to republic. Republic is a word signifying a state in which the people are the source of the power. Where the people are the source of power. That's one of the reasons why they don't want to talk about republic. They want to call it a democracy. They wouldn't want you to rush to your encyclopedias or your dictionaries and look this up. The degree of popular sovereignty in republics has varied very widely in the past. Most of the so-called republics have been ruled by an aristocracy, which jealously guarded its own rights, but treated the multitude as little better than slaves. You can understand in the established two-party political system that it was imperative, not just important, but imperative, to occult or obfuscate or hide the fundamental building block, the local voting precinct, and give all ascendancy and all eyes upward to the President of the United States, as opposed to your county committee men and your county committee women, because they jealously guard this position, knowing full well that it's a wide open conduit to the leadership of these parties. Let's continue. Real Republican government may be said to date from the American Declaration of Independence. And even in the United States, the government was largely one of class. Class? One of class until about the second quarter of the 19th century, the 1800s. Second quarter would be the 1850s, right? The suffrage barriers began to break down. That was all the suffragettes coming in, the Fabian Socialists, Lord and Lady Amberley, women's rights. Lord and Lady Amberley, the parents of Bertrand Russell, the Fabian Socialists, the other so-called American republics, until lately were mostly military despotisms in which order or disorder was maintained by force under the command of a successful general. But the force of true republicanism has been slowly growing in all the ancient Spanish possessions. What are we talking about when we talk about true republicanism? We're talking about representative government, where the people are the source of power. On another broadcast, we could go back into Francois Guizot, the history of representative government in Europe, where he, in a great number of pages in a Liberty Fund republication, a reprint of his earlier works, expounds on just what it means to have a representative system of government. Of course, if you listen to me, you're probably all yawning already. Oh, gosh, here he goes. He's into politics again. But when we talk about that, let's understand clearly that the system of representative government was the unique factor in this country, aristocrat or otherwise. There are three primary criteria for a system of representative government to function. When you see all three of these functioning, you know you're actually dealing with a representative system of government. When they're absent, you know that it has been corrupted. In other words, government in and of itself is not necessarily a broken model. It certainly does and can work. It's working right now. The only thing that's really broken is our system of representation and our participation in it. So let's understand just a little bit about that. What are these three absolutely essential planks? Number one is a clearly defined separation of power. Pick up two and three after this top of the hour break. We'll be back for hour number two. Stay with us.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, February the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the previous hour, we talked about some news, new news, and new news, and more news, and started to opine just a little bit about what is a republic, and what are the most distinguishing features, what are some of the things that have to be there. First of all, of course, a republic signifies a state in which the people are the source of power. I think anyone that's read the Founders understand that. It certainly was not a hidden bit of knowledge by any means. But as I started out previously in the last segment of last hour, if you missed it, it's on the archives for those of you that only catch the second hour of today's broadcast. But if you missed it, you can go back and look at that. We've looked at these three criteria that were set forth by Francois Guizot in his History of Representative Government in Europe. Number one was a clear separation of powers. Without that, there can be no real true system of representation. But with the presence of the established two-party political system here in the United States of America, or a one-party system in any of these despot dictators that have been around the world, including Stalin and the Stalinesque, a one-party system is no advantage. Dictatorships. Be so much easier if this was a dictatorship and Jorge Bush was the dictator, he said. And then there's the multi-party system of Europe, where there's just a plethora, if you will, of political parties of every manner and every stripe. All three only serve to obfuscate the idea of representation. Of course, the more parties that you have, the greater the likelihood is that an extreme minority will be the ruler. If you only have one party, you're either going to like vanilla or you'll have no choice. In a two-party system, I guess you could have chocolate fondue and vanilla fondue, but they're both fondue. The goal here is to represent the views of the people who are the source of power. So you have to have a clearly defined separation of powers. Hence we have the separation of powers doctrine. But that often maligned document called the Constitution, which some foolishly believe gives them their rights, and say so. They don't need a constitution to give them the rights. It's maybe they need to study the Constitution one more time in the Founders and understand it was never the intent of the Constitution to give you any rights. So anyway, you got this idea of representation, representing the views, the desires, the needs, not the wants. Man's needs are few. You can enumerate them. A man's wants are endless. You can start with a fresh notepad and write a list of everything you ever wanted, and you would exhaust the notepad before you exhausted your wants, and with every passing day, you could add more wants, but you could go back and look at the things that you actually need, and the list would be short. We discussed that briefly on Oracle Unleashed on Saturday, where we really do need to get to a point somewhere along the line where we're going to redefine just what is it people anticipate government's role is. We'll carry that on after the top of the hour break here and continue after this 3-minute intermission. Stay with us.
You owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again on our Monday, February the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. For those many audiences that are just now joining us in our second hour, let me give a big shout-out, as we like to say, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis in Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local, and thank you, listeners out there in terrestrial radio land, for tuning in this morning. I hope I won't disappoint. We've got a lot of material to go through in this segment. For those of you that do have Internet access, you can always join us at oraclebroadcasting.com, our official webpage of this network, and on the show archives page, you can click on that, and you can listen to the first hour of today's broadcast over the Internet. But for the rest of us that are on terrestrial radio, let us continue. I had started out in the opening segment, a five-minute interlude, while you may have been away at your news and top-of-the-hour and weather breaks and things, with a little bit of insight into this idea of representative government, certainly as it was written about by Francois Guizot, hated by Karl Mordecai Marx, by the way. Frederick Engels had nothing good to say about him either. But he wrote well, and he wrote extensively on this concept of representative government, and it's a complex one. But when we think about representative government, we needn't think about political parties. It has nothing really to do with representative government. So there's three planks primarily. One is a clearly defined separation of powers. Now, of course, you could go to any of the constitutions, whether it be the federal compact or whether it be the one for your state, and you can look at your county charters and see that this model, this concept of separation of powers, runs throughout the entire system from the very lowest to the very highest. And your very closest contact point in this system of separation of powers is the county committee man and the county committee woman that represent your voting precinct in either or both of the established two parties and any other parties that have gained ballot access where you are. Those county committee men and the county committee women would still exist as precinct chairs or precinct captains, precinct executives, with or without parties. But if you don't know that the precinct captains or committee men or committee women exist, and you're always looking to writing your congress whore or your senator or your governor or your president, you're missing out on your most immediate link in the separations of powers doctrine. Second, of course, is the ability to vote. We spoke a little bit about that on Oracle Unleashed on Saturday into Sunday. And we bring up this idea of the electronic voting devices that were foisted upon the American people through the Help America Vote Act of 2001. Following Jorge Bush's Supreme Court decision, I think it was Supreme Court Justice Day, I think is her last name. She was the one, I think, wrote the opinion on that. Anyway, where we basically allowed the Supreme Court to do the job of the Electoral College for the expedience of the nightly news so that we could have an answer so that we know who the winner of the race was. A little sooner. We just do these end runs around the Constitution. See, it's not the Constitution that is to be blamed here. It's not government that is to be blamed here. It's the people that misuse it. Anywho, so in the first instance, we have the separation of powers doctrine. The second is that we have to have the system of election. And election is more than just what we, the people, do, being the source of power. It's also the process that's used in the deliberative assemblies, in your town councils, in your city councils, in your regional councils of government, all the way up to the state, and finally federal. And then, what about the United Nations? Where's your vote in the United Nations? So on and so forth. So, we have to have the opportunity to vote on things. Otherwise, it's just top-down, not bottom-up. And then lastly, there needs to be publicity. And publicity is not what we're doing here necessarily. Publicity in the eyes of the original founders of this system, certainly not Plato's Republic, not exactly what they had in mind. It's one way you could look at it, but it's not what they had in mind. This idea of publicity is that the people need to know what their representatives are considering before they vote on it, so that the people can provide instructions to their representatives as to how to vote. That's a horrible thought, isn't it? You imagine your representatives, your senators, having to come back and canvass about and find out how the people want them to vote on something? Well, they say that you should call in, but we know that the biggest money has the biggest clout. So anyway, we've got a lot of problems. So those are just these three things. And when any one of those three planks are absent, you don't have representative government. So let's continue. As an instance of the way in which the term republic was used or abused in the past, it may be mentioned that Poland once before was called a republic because the king was elected by the nobles. And if you recall the words of Thomas Paine, such as "we do not abhor monarchies in other countries," let it be known that in the United States, the Constitution has been crowned the king. Okay? But in the 18th century, it was not uncommon to designate the German Empire by the appellation of the Republic of Princes. The large commercial cities of Italy, Genoa and Venice, were called republics because they were governed by an aristocracy of noble families who appointed one of their number to be supreme chief of the state as the Doge. The republican institutions of the greater part of the Greek states, as well as that of Rome, at least in later times, were of a more democratic character. And so now that we've invoked Greece, to write back to Aristotle, in his Politics, where he says, in a republic, the government is the Constitution. So you can't blame the government as being a broken model without admitting that you're not using the Constitution the founders gave you. Instead of railing against government, rail against the constitutional abuses. At least, that's my opinion. Now back to this briefly article that we talked about with Reliance. Mike Chambers Skyped me an article which I read during the break, which is very interesting, that brings up Schlumberger Limited, the world's largest oil field services company, buying Smith International Inc. for $11 billion in an all-stock transaction, gaining sole ownership of the biggest drilling fluids provider, the company said yesterday. Boy, is there a lot of news on that.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells.
Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so once again, Schlumberger is buying Smith International, Inc. And Smith International, Inc. is the world's biggest drilling fluids provider. You know, that's not 3-in-1 oil, folks. There's a lot more to that story. I'm not going to report on it in depth. Mike Chambers will probably cover it in his broadcast following mine. And we can go into that just a little bit deeper. But there's an upside to everything. There's a downside to everything. And sometimes our technology defeats us in the process. Yes, it is possible to go in and do great depth exploration for oil and drilling, but sometimes the price you have to pay in environmental damage exceeds the value of the oil coming out. So cross-contamination is definitely there. And as all of the various technologies are centered in fewer and fewer hands, the opportunity for fraud and environmental damage is huge. And then after the profits have all been made and the destruction has happened, the damage done, oftentimes the companies just fold up shop and go elsewhere. And like back in the 70s and 80s, we the people wind up getting stuck with the bill for all of the pollution of World War I and World War II, and they called that the Superfund cleanup process. Well, anyway, Dorothy, there's a lot to that story. Let's go into personal property. Last week we talked about property. Been after it for a couple of days, actually, as we continue our study out of this phenomenal text, Dillavue and Howard's Principles of Business Law, 9th edition. I think I've just about read myself blind, but I'm learning so much. There's no way that we can cover all of this material on the air, but if you want to understand the Uniform Commercial Code, you really do need to study business law, because that's where they talk about this. But this, section chapter 50 on personal property, we spoke about real property last week. This is personal property. You know, your property tax statement comes out about this time of year. And through the force of government, you have to pay your annual rent on land you thought you owned, but personal property is even more egregious in that you have to pay a tax on the personal property that you have, especially anything that had to be licensed or anything that's engaged in commerce, like your llama and your emu and your laying hens and your sheep and your pigs and your cows, your goats and your breeding dogs and your donkeys and your mules and your tractors and your combines. And all of that non-farm income that they always talk about. Consumers and farmers are outside of the matrix of Lex Mercatoria. And so they have to be whacked some other way, and they do that through real and personal property taxations. property rights exist in relation to both tangible and intangible things. We've spoken of that a little bit before, but certainly as you study the Uniform Commercial Code, Uniform Commerce or Consumers Protection Acts and things like that, you start to come up with all of these intangible things, papers, notes, Federal Reserve notes, debtors and creditor relations, and all of the various paper that flows in between them and all of their various rights and duties and protections. But property rights exist in relation to both tangible and intangible things. Somebody has a property right, title rights and interest, in your Federal Reserve note, even though it's in your wallet. But it's not you. The term personal property encompasses tangible objects such as goods. Intangibles refer to such things as goodwill, patents, and trademarks. What's goodwill? No, I'm not talking about the place where you donate your castaways and other people go to pick them up. One man's trash being another man's treasure. What I'm talking about with goodwill is the good feeling, if you will, the good feeling that's been built up around Oracle Broadcasting as our listeners flock to the computers each morning and listen to these broadcasts. Goodwill. It has value. It's property. It's intangible, but it has value. You know, we could come out here and sling hash like Bubba the Love Spun and, talk like a bunch of, you know, sailors, drunken sailors. And that builds another kind of goodwill, I suppose, much the same as the way Hustler and Playboy have, Penthouse and Playboy have made their goodwill. They did have good articles. That gatefold was something else. But anyway, goodwill, patents, and trademarks, these are things that have value. They're an intangible thing, and they can be taxed. The term chattel, we talked about that before. The term chattel is used to describe personal property generally. Intangible personal property has value just as has tangible property, as each can be transferred. But this term chattel, remember that word is this almost synonymous with cattle. Cattle, it was movable property. Chattels, personal property, are movable property. People would become chattels of the state. I guess I shouldn't say past tense, or possibly, I think they are. Your chattels. Chattels, real, describes an interest in land such as a leasehold. Chattels real. Remember earlier, as we started in and embarked on this little study of the history of law, what I tried to drill home then and have reiterated is that it's all about language. Each of these various sundry specialties in the division of labor, each of them have specialized language and skills. Whether you're an architect, a civil engineer, a mechanical engineer, electrical engineer, a geologist, a land surveyor, a pediatrician, a neurologist, specialized languages and skills make up this really now post-industrial revolution. But through this fragmentation, we get to a situation in councils of government and whatnot where no one knows how to do everything. It's on a need-to-know basis. I know this information. You don't need to know it. No one person in a specialized, compartmentalized system knows how the whole process goes. Three kinds of people in this world. There's the thinkers, there's the loafers, and there's the doers. Thinkers spend all of their time thinking. They think and think and think and think. Think and think and think and think. Read and read and read and read. Write and write and write and write. Think and think and think and think. Talk and talk and talk and talk. Thinkers. And then there's the doers. the doers are the kind of people that maybe would go out in the garage and push everything out onto the sidewalk and sweep the garage out and then load everything back in the garage and close the door. Got to do something. I'm going to wash this floor one more time because it's Tuesday. Well, the floor is not dirty, but why are you washing? Well, it's Tuesday. I always wash the floors on Tuesdays. Okay. Maybe the guy that goes out and takes the carburetor off the automobile on Saturday and puts it up on the workbench and rebuilds the carburetor even though it was working just fine. As they say, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. But doers are like that. They've built the same kind of a birdhouse 5,000 times. Doers. So the thinkers think and 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 never really get much done. And the doers do and do and do and do and do and do, but don't think too much about it. A third kind of person exists on the planet. They're known as loafers. Talk about the loafers on the other side, and we'll continue our discussion of personal property.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again, and we're looking at these three kinds of people in this world as we discuss personal property. The thinkers and the loafers and the doers. So you've got the people that think all the time, don't ever accomplish much, but they do a lot of thinking. And then you've got the doers, not really thinking too much, just kind of doing things, and they love to do things, and they do things continuously. And then you've got the third kind of people, the loafers. Well, the loafers aren't particularly gifted as thinkers, and they're not very productive either. But they have a lot of free time on their hands, so they get up rather early in the morning, and they head out around the community and stop and visit at shops and shopkeepers and warehouses and places like that all around town. They like to hang out at break time and coffee breaks and things like that, and they just chat and visit and look and keep their eyes on things. And then when the doers are all done doing about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they all go home. That kind of leaves the loafers without anything to do. And so they go and search out the thinkers. The thinkers start stirring about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And they might stay up all night. And if you can connect with a doer in the morning and have breakfast at his dime, at his expense, and at his place, that's a good place to start for breakfast. For lunch, you want to be hanging around those doers again. But for evening, you want to be hanging around with the thinkers because they eat fine meals and they live a more refined lifestyle. And then you can sit around until 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and listen to the thinkers expound. And it's in this way that the great ideas of the thinkers find their way to the artisans and are made real. But there's the middleman, and they're the loafers. And unfortunately, because the loafers are rather loath to share, they take the good ideas, the intellectual property of the thinkers, and hook it up with the physical energy and the producer. And as a result, the loafer makes the profit on that, and like pond scum or like dross in a kettle full of wheel weights, all of the road scum and metal clips and bands, they all float to the top of your pot of hot molten lead. Like loafers just rise to the top like dross. Unfortunately, in the division of labor system, the loafers are hailed as heroes. We talk about them all the time. The loafers are in the news on a daily basis. There are these Mukesh Ambanis that become billionaires. They control vast empires. They're professional loafers, parasites, largely. When chattel, back to our discussion of personal property, when chattel is used in connection with intangible personal property, such property is referred to as chattel's personal in action. So, as we began, what we're doing is developing the language where words are used as symbols in a language game. If you don't understand the meta language, the language about a language, if you don't have access to the lexicon or the dictionary, you don't understand the language, you're locked out, you're on the outside, you will never understand quantum theory or law or even what a chattel is. And so when you find yourself crosswise to law or in a financial bind, you seek out the advice of counsel, and he will gladly put symbols on paper and extract money from your pocket. Chattels personal in action, or choses in action, as they are frequently called. And so here's a synonym, chattels personal in action, or choses in action, as they are frequently called, is used to describe those things which one has a right to possession. A right to possession, rights, corresponding duties. If you have a right to possession, you must have a duty to maintain, keep it safe, safe and sound, environmentally safe and sound, you know, doing it all for the children. To describe those things, chose as an action, chattels personal in action, Agenda 21, Program of Action for the 21st Century, chose as an action, but concerning which he may be required to bring some legal action in order to ultimately enjoy possession. Any contract right may be said to be a chos in action. A negotiable instrument is a common form of chos in action. Although the instrument itself may be used or may be said to be property, in reality it is simply evidence of a right to money. Negotiable instruments. Your bank checks. Sign on the bottom line. Endorsed. And endorsed. Although the instrument itself may be said to be property, in reality it is simply evidence of a right to money. And it may be necessary to maintain an action to reduce the money to possession. It is noted that the negotiable instrument is movable, and thus also a chattel personal. So your negotiable instruments are personal property. Ever been asked how much cash you have on hand and in banks? The distinction between real and personal property. The distinction between real and personal property is significant in three situations. In determining the law applicable to a transaction, in matters of inheritance, and in the methods that may be used to transfer the property. I'll say those again. The distinction between real and personal property is significant in three situations. In determining the law applicable to a transaction, in matters of inheritance, and three, in the methods that may be used to transfer the property. The first situation refers to the principles and problems of conflict of laws that arise in connection with various types of property. As a general rule, conflict of laws principles provide that the law of the situs, where it is, the law of the state where real property is located, determines all legal questions concerning such property. Now, for those of you that are new to the broadcast, you might be going, boy, this is a little steep. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it is a little steep around here. That's why we have the archives available. And you go back and listen a couple, two or three times. Why are we looking at it? Again, very likely, last month or so, you received a tax statement for personal property that you may hold and real property. And, like most people, being afraid that you might fall behind on those taxes and have your property seized and sold at the steps of the courthouse in a sheriff's sale, you quickly pay your property taxes, both real and personal, without even knowing why. Just do it. And so we try and open up that matrix a little bit so that you might understand just what's going on here. Legal issues concerning conflict of laws relating to personal property are not so easily resolved. Conflict of law rules may refer to the law of the owner's domicile to resolve some questions and to the law of the state with the most significant contacts with the property to resolve others. I'm just going to keep stopping, laying out words. You can take notes. You can kick your feet up and listen. You're listening to the law merchant, Lex Mercatoria. Somebody out there has a Juris Doctorate. They practice law. This that I'm reading to you now is one of the very few chapters in this textbook that was assigned to the students and read by the student that owned this book. I'm reading from a hardbound copy, not off the internet. And it's been highlighted. And in the table of contents, there's a star by this particular chapter indicating, probably, that the syllabus was handed out early, and this was on the list of the things that they would read and test. The bulk of this book is completely virgin, not a mark in it, no indication that the pages had ever been opened, unlikely that the student ever read it, and yet, advanced through the degrees, if you will, like the Masons, because they'd had the book in their possession, apparently by osmosis, they learned some of this, and then they were advanced and admitted to the bar, and then they practiced their tyrannies and crafts on you. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And continuing along here, again, referring directly from Dillavue and Howard's 1971 Prentice Hall ninth edition of the Principles of Business Law, which we know is the law merchant, Lex Mercatoria, if you wanted to get into Latin. Been with us for a long time. You can find it written about and spoken of by Sir William Blackstone in Blackstone's Commentaries on the Laws of England, the writings of Sir Edward Coke preceding him, and Coke on Littleton, earlier writings on that, Littleton being important, but it goes on back into the recesses of time. From time out of mind. We can understand that this idea, then, of defining terms as one goes along is the process by which you build the language of law. And it is in the process of building the language of law and the greater complexities of that process that, one, you sharpen your mind, and two, you make it impossible for anyone else to enter the door of law other than those who have studied it. And so when you're up on the internet and you're browsing and grousing about, and you're looking at articles, maybe blogs and things like that, think about this concept of oversimplification. When faced with very difficult constructs, mental constructs, it is to these aristocrats that we spoke of earlier when we talked about what is a republic, it is to the aristocrat's advantage that the ignorant remain ignorant, the unlearned remain unlearned, and the unwashed remain filthy. It's as ancient a concept as the mysteries themselves. It is what separates the priesthood, or the class of the priests, if you will, and the metaphysicians from the positivists. It underwrites the importance of breaking the negative cycle of public education, free and gratuitous diffusion, the general diffusion of knowledge. The diffuser diminishes the brilliance of a light bulb. Your lampshade, you have a diffuser between you and the fluorescent bulbs, perhaps in your office overhead. A diffuser, the general diffusion of knowledge. That's right out of the Constitution for the state of Missouri as it enters into the section on public education, the public fool system. And by encouraging you to become slovenly in your ability to study and comprehend, by blocking out your ability to think, and encouraging you to just accept what to think, it makes control easier and easier and easier. It is a double-edged sword, however, because even the elite, if you will, the Ivy Leagues, attend schools where the curriculum has been intentionally dumbed down. I can't guarantee it because I don't have a copy in my hand, but if I had this year's copy of the Principles of Business Law, I wouldn't be surprised to find that all of the sentences in the book would have 10 or fewer words. As soon as you get into sentences, sentence strength, length, in excess of 10 words, John Average Man fades away. You might have noticed it in casual social interchange when you go to a cocktail lounge or get together with friends. If you attempt to go into any topic in depth, the general tendency for others is to laugh and then change the subject. Just a little twitter, snickering up their sleeve, then change the subject. Why? Because they can't follow your thought. Few and far between are those who can sit down and talk on a single topic for an hour. Far fewer still are those that could talk for 2 or 3 hours on a single subject or topic without changing either the topic or the subject. And so we have to exercise our mind just like doing weightlifting or any other kind of labor. In order to think well and to carefully reason out some of the great important questions, it requires flexing that gray matter between your ears. If you allow the television set to think for you, and if you allow the blogosphere to think for you, if you allow the controlled media to think for you, your ability to think is going to atrophy just like any other muscle not used. And you become subject to every wind of doctrine that comes down the pike. On a programming note, on Wednesday, I'm going to be joined by Elizabeth Steele, who's written a book, Living Unplugged. Living Unplugged. Elizabeth has real knowledge of the 19th century technologies. Some people think of it as the lost arts of country living. And she's written it in an exceedingly simplistic manner in a relatively short book. And I'm going to share her wisdom with you on Wednesday. So I hope you'll tune in for that. I'm looking forward to it. An unpretentious, unpedantic lady. Going to give us a little bit of country wisdom from her kitchen and life to yours. But back into the greater complexity of things here, when we're looking at personal property, it's only largely because we don't understand these legal precepts that we fall prey to the trap. So continuing, the law of the situs, and what is that? Every sentence, defining and introducing terms, the law of the situs, the law of the state where real property is located. The law of the situs is also used to resolve conflicts, especially when the property involved is movable. Chattels, movable property. Cattle, got four legs, a tail, and a nose. You show them the grass or the water, they'll go there. Therefore, the description of property as real or personal has a significant impact on the determination of the body of law which is used to decide legal issues concerning the property. And so begins this chapter on personal property. And the relationship between you and those things you believe are yours are the subject matter of the Uniform Commercial Code. The commissioners of uniform state laws, I just call them the Uniform Law Commission, wrote this great code. They codified our relationships with our property, both real and personal, and in all things commercial. John and Jane Average person have never even looked at the Uniform Commercial Code, know nothing of its origin, know nothing of its content. But the people that we report on in the financial news have at least studied their aspects of it intimately. And as loafers on the great global plantation, they rise to fabulous wealth and people call them the elite. Are they the elite? Or are they just the scum? The loafer. The loafer that knows who the thinkers are and who the doers are, and then brings them together, brokers the deal. They're the ones that really prosper, while the thinkers are left to think, undisturbed, and the doers are left to do, largely undisturbed. And if we're going to break this cycle, we're going to need to become thinkers, loafers, and doers right where we are. Otherwise, there will be no change, and all things will continue as they were. And we will continue to rail against aristocracies, failed government models, failed economic models, and so on, failed educational models, and all the way not knowing that it has always been within our grasp to change. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again until tomorrow, and until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself.
Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.